radon is a naturally occurring soil gas, generally associated with uranium, granite in the soil, certain types of soil conditions. It enters the home through cracks in the foundation, actually just minute cracks in a concrete floor. It pretty much is in all homes. Ones that are, have vented crawl spaces are a little bit less likely, but with the new energy code, generally basements or crawl spaces aren't vented with vents or actually conditioned space. So it enters from the ground, and it's the decay process changing the radon. It enters a decay of electronic particles, which attach to dust particles. And when people breathe those in over time, it leads to lung cancer. It's the number two cause of lung cancer in the United States. It's the number two cause of lung cancer.
I believe it's 22,000 people every year die from lung cancer.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah. So is it accurate to say then that this is radioactive, or is that incorrect?
That would be, I think, incorrect.
So then it's a gas, and it's the breakdown of these.
Yes, it's the breakdown, the decay process of the radon gas, and it's the particles, the electronic particles that come off and are touched to dust particles, and that's what people breathe in. It changes the DNA structure of lung tissue, and lung cancer can start.
What parts of Montana are more prone to radon concentration issues than other parts of the state? Or is that a fairly complicated question to answer?
No, there was a number of studies were done, and actually it was online, just the Montana radon study. And interesting, 48% of all the tests that have been done in the state, and most of them were the short-term tests. The information is confidential, but the university in Bozeman did an analysis in 1997 and again in 06 and found that 48% of all the tests that were done were above 4 picocuries per liter, and that's the action level. Pretty much all counties were in what's the EPA puts as zone 1, where they recommend everyone to test. There was a couple in very central eastern Montana, a couple counties there that were zone 2. I don't have the map right in front of me, but pretty much the whole state is the zone 1, where the recommendation is for everyone to test their home. It's the only way you know if you have an elevated level of radon is if you do a test.
And tell us about these tests.
Well, the most common is the short-term test. That's typically a 2 to 4 day test. Put it in the lowest living area. So you wouldn't put it in a crawl space, or you wouldn't put it in the basement unless you spend, someone spends at least a couple hours or more down in the basement. And you then send them in to the laboratory, and then within a week you get the test results. All the county health departments in the state were sent kits. It's been about a year ago. They're free. People just have to call their county health departments to see if they have any left. If not, kits are usually available from home improvement stores, hardware stores. They generally are in the $20 range. Something to be aware of, some of the test kits you buy for $20 and then they want another almost $20 for the analysis. Should be able to get one where the total shouldn't be more than about $20 for the short term. The other kit is the long term kit, and those are generally 2 to 9 months, and that's actually a more accurate reading of what the true radon level is in the home. If you check just for a couple days under windy conditions, or if the ground is frozen, you have a stack effect from the wind, you can get a elevated level for just one day. So, but the long term is the more accurate reading, and that would be the, what the true level is year-round in the home. And but most people do to start out with the short term and go from there.
In a short term, then, that would be okay if you're considering buying a property that is, you know, an existing house already on it, or you're going to develop, you're going to dig there. Yeah.
That's what most do, because the long term, you know, if you wouldn't wait the 2 to 4 months for the results. But if you do a short-term test and it comes in very high, and there's readings that come in the hundreds of picocuries per liter, mm-hmm. you pretty much know the home has a problem, because even if you do a long-term test, it's not going to be below 4 if the level is that high just with a short-term test.
All right. So then, Mr. Cheetah, if one of these tests does reveal a problem, is it a pain in the neck to handle? How do you best mitigate it?
The mitigation process, if it's a crawl space, is placing a ground cover down. Usually it's just 6 mil black plastic. There are better grades of material, but sealing it to the edges of the foundation and any post, sealing it around that. Then have a piping, a perforated piping underneath the plastic, and then directing it up through the home if they can find a way to get it through the home. Otherwise, they go up to the top of the crawl space ceiling, then out to the other wall, and then up the side of the home. And then they usually put an inline fan in the pipe, so the fan is always pulling, drawing air from underneath the ground cover, and then discharging it above the roof line. With a basement, it's cutting a small hole, a 1 square foot hole in the basement floor, digging it out, putting in gravel, and then bringing the 4-inch pipe up through the home if they can find a pathway for that, or going across the basement ceiling, turning, going up the side of the home, and then putting a fan in that system and discharging above the roof line. The average remediation is about $1,200. It ranges from about $1,000 up to $2,500 for the remediation work to take place. Much easier when the home is, if a new home is under construction, to have the piping put in the wall and having the gravel put in underneath the basement floor, or just putting the ground cover down. It's easier in new construction, but every home can be remediated, just it can get more complicated and get more expensive.
Okay, so testing, you don't have to be a home improvement whiz to do that, but when it comes to mitigation, if there is an issue, best to call a professional.
Yeah, many people do their own remediation. It's going online, going to the EPA radon website, or our website, Energize Montana, montanaspelledout.com. There's a link to a radon page, which will have the remediation contractors listed, and also a link to all the EPA publications. It's a popular one is a buyer's and seller's guide, a homeowner's guide to radon remediation, and then just general information about what radon is and its danger.
Okay, so not that expensive to test for. Big picture, not that expensive to mitigate, and the payoff really is huge. It's your life and it's your health.
Correct.
Okay, energizemontana.com, Montana spelled out.
Yes, there is a Montana radon hotline. They can give us a call at 800-546-0483. And John Podolinski or I will answer the line.
Paul Cheetah, Department of Environmental Qualities, Energy, and Pollution Prevention Bureau. Thanks so much for your time and your information, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.